Good morning, everyone. Shall we stand together? Shall we stand? Do you want to turn to person? It might be the first time you've seen someone in this new year, okay? Although it feels like a month into the new year already, doesn't it? It's only been 1 week. So you want to say to the person next to you, Happy New Year. I'm glad I'm sitting next to you this morning, okay? And we're going to start now. We're going to give God some worship this morning. We're going to praise Him for all His goodness and all His faithfulness. Thank you, guys.
We're all standing. God's done great things, hasn't He?
Yeah.
So the first Sunday in the year, come let us worship our King. What a better song to sing.
Let us worship our King. I'm let us bow our knees.
know about you, but I've got so much to be thankful. Get the band to keep playing that song. Has anyone else got something to be thankful for? Say to the pop, blinking heck, you guys are half asleep. Anyone else got something to be thankful for? You know, we got so much to be thankful for in our lives. I know some people, you might be going, we're in 2024, thank goodness. 2023 was terrible. But you know what? You still came through 2023. God was still with you. Someone's clapping. Val's excited. Okay. You've still got, God is still with you. And I just want to encourage you. I just really sense right now for some of us, it's like, oh, pray to you, God. God, you're lovely. Right, it's Valentine's Day next month. And imagine if I walked up to my wife and went, you know what, Naomi? You're kind of all right. Just kind of love you. She would tell me, Jim, express it on your face. Show your words that I love you. I want to pray. You're amazing. And guys, I want to encourage us just for a moment, and out now, beginning of 2024, we're just going to sing the chorus, it's your breath in our lungs. And I want to encourage you to choose today to say, God, I'm going to praise you. God, I'm going to worship you. Say to the person next to you, I'm going to worship God. Even if I don't like that song, I'm going to choose to worship God this morning. I'm going to choose to say, God, you're worthy of my praise. God, you're worthy of my worship. You know what? Some of us, we worship our football teams and pop stars more than we worship God. And today is a chance for us to say, God, I'm going to choose to worship you. One of the Psalms says, my soul will praise God. Even if I don't feel like praising God, I will make that choice that I'm going to praise God today. Say to the person next to you, I'm going to choose to praise God. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to choose to praise God. So let's sing that through again. And I'm not after any actions that you don't want to do, but let's say, God, I'm going to worship you. If you need to, just sing out some word, your own words to God and say, God, I'm going to choose to praise you this morning. It's your breath in our lungs.
It's your breath in our lungs. So I pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath.
Be Lord, we thank you that in the beginning of 2024 we can come and meet with each other this morning, Lord, to praise your name, to worship you, Lord. And Father, I thank you for all you've done. But I also thank you, Lord, for all you're going to do in people's lives, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the breakthroughs we're going to see. Father God, I thank you for even the valleys that we might go through this year, that, Lord, you're going to take us through them. And you're going to be with us every step of the way. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. 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 Please take your seats, guys. Just before I share the notices, it's something that just I heard this week, and it sort of resonated with me and sort of spoke to me. And I had discovered not long ago, some scientists did some research, and they made this atmospheric bubble with plants, and they made the perfect conditions for plants to grow. But the problem they found was the trees couldn't survive. And the reason was, is because without wind, the tree's roots didn't go down very far. Without a bit of resistance, the trees couldn't establish themselves. And it just reminded me, at the beginning of the year when I heard that, I thought, you know what? This year, I pray that God gives you an amazing year. However, if you have challenges, challenges will make you stronger. You all need a little bit of wind in your life. So if you're facing stuff right now, it's going to make you stronger, okay? You may not feel that way. You may feel, oh, blinking at Jim, I can't. And some of you are going through horrendous stuff. But a little bit of wind can make us stronger and can push us through. So it was a little thought I had this week. I want to give you some notices. It's quite a lot of notices, so please listen in intently. We have our website has got all the updates of stuff that's going on this month. But if you are hate internet, hate websites, everything else, there's one of these on the door, okay? You can pick one of those up from the foyer. Just gives you an update of what's happening the next couple of months. Just a couple of things I want to draw attention to and a couple of things I just want to share this morning. First thing is Luncheon Club and Friendly Hour are back on Tuesday. I know Ellen's always over the moon when that happens there, so that's a good time. Men's Breakfast is on the 20th of January. So if you want to go along, just to make sure we have enough food, John, give us a wave. Let John know, and John will sort you out there to pop it in. Also, next weekend is our weekend of prayer. As a church, you know, prayer changes things. I really believe this. And as a church, you probably hopefully picked this up from me. Two of the fundamentals that we need in our lives are prayer and the Bible. And that's why I said about the Bible reading plan, to read it through this year again. And also, we emphasize prayer consistently in this place. So next weekend is our weekend of prayer. So on Friday nights, between 7 to 11, we're going to have a prayer meeting here. Now, some of you would have a heart attack with 4 hours of prayer meetings, okay? But you can come along for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, stay for the 4 hours. But I tell you what, the last couple of times that we've met, we've experienced Jesus. 2 months ago in November, we had an incredible prayer meeting here, and two or three people gave words of knowledge for the first time. They got empowered by the Holy Spirit. So if you want to see God move in your life, I really would encourage you to put some time away just to come listen to God, to pray. That's this Friday. But also, we have part of our weekend of prayer. We do 48 hours of continuous prayer. And you can sign up for that. It'll be in our emails or on our website. If you go to elam.family/prayer, it will be on there. Okay, very quickly, Chima and Brighton, can I invite you up quickly? Nothing wrong, don't worry, guys. Here you go. Up you come quickly to the stage. Everyone looks suspicious when I invite you onto the stage. I'm going to get you guys to do a challenge in a minute on the exercise machine. I'm joking, don't worry. Should we do it, Tina? Do you reckon? No, you reckon? No. It's always a fears. Part of our church, we have our church constitution. And in a few weeks' time, in 5 weeks' time, we have our church AGM. Are you guys? Are you not getting excited about that? Okay. So we're back to normal. You know, everything coming back now. We're back into our regular stuff that's going on. But for the last couple of years, these guys have served on served on our leadership team. And we have our constitution now. What we do is we want to make them fully fledged, fully signed up, everything else, elders now with our constitution. So what we've got is, these guys have served faithfully over the last couple of years. I think me and Malcolm, we can agree with that, can't we? Been incredible guys. Can we just give them a thanks for all the hard work they've done the last couple of years, behind the scenes, on the stage, different places. So we want to pray for them. But what we have to do is, part of our procedures are going through. You guys have got 3 weeks to give us feedback in our church about them being appointed onto our leadership team. Now, the feedback is not, I know some of you love WhatsApp and Messenger, but what it's got to be is, it's either got to be written in a letter form, or it's or an email. And the email is to malcolm@cornerstoneelamchurch.co.uk. We'll get that put out this week in our church email for our members. And it's a chance for you guys to feedback. It's the way our constitution works. Our leadership team appoints the elders, and then you guys feedback and let us know how it is. So we're going to, with these two guys, we're going to pray for them in a moment anyway. And then you give a feedback about that, and then we ratify everything. But also, with the church AGM, it's in 5 weeks' time. So you've got another 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. If you've got any questions, and you're a member of our church, and you have any questions that you want to bring forward, Malcolm is the man to email. Again, it's going to be malcolm@cornerstoneelamchurch.co.uk. Reason we say letters to Malcolm or emails to Malcolm is because he doesn't want to be sitting in bed and he gets an angry WhatsApp message, okay, at 4 o'clock in the morning because someone sort of stuff. So it's that boundaries, if that makes sense, with the church and our business side of church that we have to do. But I'm going to invite Malcolm up to pray. Is that okay, Malcolm? Can you pray for these two gentlemen? So we want to appoint these two guys officially on. And so what we need you guys is your feedback for that. So thank you, Malcolm.
Father, we thank you that you are the head of this marvellous family that we are members of. Lord, we just thank you that it is through Jesus Christ, your Son, that we all have this privilege to enter into this family. Lord, and we just thank you for this local church, Lord. We thank you for the congregation, Lord. We thank you for the leaders. And Lord, we just thank you for everyone's contribution, Lord, to this local family just running as it does. Lord, we just thank you what a blessing it is to both individuals within the church and into the wider community. Lord, and I just want to thank you for the leadership from the past, Lord, the present and the future. And today, Lord, we just have the privilege, Lord, of just praying for Chima and Brighton, Lord, as they come, well, as they've been on the leadership team, but Lord, officially ratified, Lord, we just pray for your continued presence with them, your blessing. Lord, we pray, Lord, for an even greater anointing of your Spirit on their lives, Lord, that you would use them mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give them a big clap for all this hard work. Thank you, guys. Brilliant. We have a new visitor. We have a couple of visitors in church. We have one youngest visitor in church. Kelly? Is Benjamin? Yeah. Have you got Benjamin with you there? Go on then. You've got to be all quiet. Okay, nice little gentle claps now. Okay, guys, so. Here we go. Let you introduce this little gem. Don't hold it. No, I don't want to drop him. I'll give it a go. There we go. Do you want to introduce us, this little fella?
Yes, so this is Benjamin. And he was born on the 28th of December. So, yeah.
Is he a good Christmas present?
He was. Fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. Should we give a big well, congratulations to Kelly and Matt. I love it. And to see guys in youth group, then marriage prep stuff. And then now babies. It's crazy, isn't it? Okay, so it's brilliant, so make sure. Sorry I upset you, Benjamin. fantastic. Brilliant. Right, I've got this contraption on stage here. So my Bethany, me and my little Bethany, we thought it'd be good to have a bit of a challenge today. So we're looking for some volunteers. Everyone's gonna run away quickly now, okay, off stage. So I've got a couple of people I'm going to call up. You got no choice in this, okay? So We're going to do a pull-up challenge, not a chin-up challenge, but a pull-up challenge for the new year. So, well, Connor, up you come. Emmanuel, up you come. Nathaniel, these guys here volunteered you. Up you come, dude. Come on, then. Have we got anyone? I reckon there's going to be some men and women here who could be rock, any sort of physical fitness who want to give us a go today. Anyone else going to give us a challenge today? Anyone else you going to go? Kids, anyone? Come on then, up you come. Oh, Shannon's going for it as well, okay? Oh, not just the young guys, come on. Oh, Lucius is going to come then, Lucius. Brilliant. Well, the younger one, actually, Lucius, we'll do a little challenge, William. Leo, even. You guys sit in a minute. We're going to do a little challenge for you in a moment, okay? Because I know I said to Bethany we'll do a younger one as well. Anyone else? Any wives want to volunteer their husbands? Any husbands volunteering their wives? Just in a minute. Okay, Josh, we're going to do another one in a moment. I'll get you on. Okay. You can go and pull people up. Jane's giving it a go. Okay, fantastic. Big clap. All right, then. Right, what we need you to do, okay? This. Oh, Elaine's bringing it on. Okay. We've got enough now. I think we've got enough. Fantastic, this is going to be that, okay. My sermon, I'm going to look pathetic later. Okay, come across a little bit. So what we're going to need you to do is this, okay? This is what you're going to have to do. So none of these is going to be, oh, here we go, like this. Yeah, you're going to challenge up. So you've got to try and do as many of these. So up there, here we go. Okay. So you have to do a pull-up, you'll discover why. So make sure, like, don't injure yourselves. Anyone's got an injury, just for the camera, there's a disclaimer on this, that you're doing this in your own volition, okay? So here we go. There we go, put your hand up there. That's it. So ready, let's give a go. Here you go. Oh, I think it's just the legs, got to pull your shoulder. That's good effort though, Elaine. Big clap. Okay, I'm going to let, brilliant. So you're training, Yeah, hopefully we'll soon discover if you're decent or not. Okay. So, right, you've got to pull yourself up all the way. Go on then. No, hands on the outside. That's it. Ready? Got to do this properly. Ready, go. Off you go. We'll give a half a one there, okay? We got that one. That's good. Okay, then. Shannon's up next, okay? Oh, God, let's give us a count. Okay, ready? One. Two, three, four, five. Oh yeah, that's a pretty good effort. Give him a massive clap there. Go on, Emmanuel. One, two, three, four, five, six. Are you gonna go seven? Oh, that thing away out then. There we go. That's very good. We did seven there. You got to get your chin just over it. Okay. Come on, then, Nathaniel. This is tougher. You want to give us a go when no one's looking later on? You'll see it's a bit tougher than you think. So, ready? One, two, three. Oh, good effort. Really, really good there. Come on, Connor. He's a rock climber. See how he does on this now. Ready? One, two, three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, that's a cool! Fantastic. Anyone else? No, okay, that was give him a big call. I think Connor gets a big clap there. Well done, Connor. Fantastic. Great effort. Okay. First, if we're going to do a lot of chin-ups for the kids, it's slightly different. So the first six kids came, up you come quickly. You want to do the chin up one challenge. Eden's up here. Come on, Josh. Josh up as well. There we go. Yay! Okay, we'll do this one. Matt, need your help. Amy, need your help. Just lift them up. There you go. I did ask my wife to give me a challenge, a competition for today, but she told me no. Okay, brilliant then. That's going to be great. Okay, so what you've got to do is you've got to do this one. I'm putting up. You're going to try and pull yourself up like this, okay? There you go. To do that, it's a lot easier, trust me, adults. This is why we're doing this one. So who's going to go first? Let's Becca and Betty. I won't help you. I'll help the others then, okay? We bought this because she's half monkey. Okay, this one. So here we go. Ready? One. Two. Oh, one. Hey, brilliant. Fantastic. Got Lucius up next. Ready? One. Oh, two. Well done there. I think that's a well done, Lucius. Massive clap. Okay. Go on, Eden, you're going to have you and your dad in a challenge later on. So he's going to win this one. Ready? Okay, I'll come. Cliff, can I borrow you for this? I'm just not to do it, but to lift them up. Cliff, aren't you better than Amy at lifting the kids up? Brilliant. Cheers, Cliff. Come on. I'll get you in a few of them, actually. Ready? One. Two. Three. Fantastic. Brilliant. Cliff, can you get the other hands up as well? Is that right? Fantastic. Go on then, Aiden, see how you do. Other way, that's it, otherwise, but that way. Aiden, put your hands there, like that underneath. Other way around, take your hand off a minute. Just there, there we go. See if you can do more than your brother. Ready? Good, good, pull up. Oh! There we go, yay! Oh yeah, that's a really good effort. Good, good, one of a go. Well done, Aiden. Brilliant, mate. That's it. Oh, high five, good effort, mate. This is tough. Go on then, Nancy. Is it Nancy or Martha? Martha, sorry. Go on, Martha. That's it. Whoa, that's a good effort. Way, we'll give you that one for that one. That's really good. Fantastic. Last two up here. Go on then, Josh. That's it. That's the one. Ready to go. By the way, around, put your hands this way. That's it. Brilliant. Go on, Josh. Ready? One, two. Way, you've done really good with it, Josh. Dad, are you going to give him a competition? Let's go. Hey, fantastic. Go on then, Leo. Are you ready for the last one? Oh, brilliant. That's it. Other one, that's it. Just hand it other way, that's it. Put your other hand as well. There you go, other way. That's it. Hook on really tightly. Ready, pull yourself up. Ready, whoa. Hey, massive, there we go. Brilliant. And then we got the girls are going to come show us how to do it. Go on then, Henry, you can flick it around. There we go, one, there we go. Hey. Yeah, Asher's going to have a go as well. Come on, Asher. One, two, hey, loving this. Oh, brilliant. Well done, kids. Brilliant. Good fun. There is a point to this later, and we'll tell you why in the sermon, okay? But thank you, guys. Give a big round of applause to everyone who's got involved now. Brilliant. Now I'm going to invite a Ty, who's going to share about something exciting. Ty's going to show us how to do it afterwards now.
I would not be doing any pull-up bars. Christmas was a very good time. So, is the PowerPoint? Yeah. Why not? So our school where I go to do a trip to Sierra Leone or India, and we call it the immersion trip. So I'll start with, where do I click? Oh, sorry. What is immersion? So the immersion trip is when we go to developing countries and we do a lot of charity work in aid with like Christian Brotherhood in Sierra Leone. And it's a way for us to help the less fortunate and a way to give back to new communities. It's also a way to learn about new cultures that we wouldn't normally see and normally not immerse with. And it's a way to challenge ourselves, put us out there, and learn new skills and ways to communicate with others. So why immersion is important to us? So this verse I saw and it really like struck with me. It says, what good is it if we preach about all these deeds but don't do it? So the immersion trip is a way to practice our Christian values, a way to actually help others that we've been taught with. And it's a way to also help us grow as people. And I think it's just a good way to give back to new places that are developing. So I'm going to Sierra Leone in October, as I was chosen by the school. And this is why we go to Sierra Leone. In 2022, it stated that 57% of the population there live in poverty. And poverty is quite a big thing. And that's one of the things we do help. We work with schools and orphanages there to help children who are less fortunate than us. And it's also prone to natural disasters there, like floods because it's in the coastal regions, erosions and landslides. And these displaced people move them. So a lot of our work we do is helping children who've been displaced, children in schools for education. And it's just a way to give back to other places. So also the beauty of Sierra Leone is it's home to wonderful scenery, like the Tuckath Beach there at the top. And then, I'm sorry, Nigerian Fellowship, but some might say they have the best jollof rice, but I'll not get into that. And it's also rich in culture, music, and arts. And then, due to the cost of the trip, I need to raise 1,700, which is quite a lot of money. So I'm asking for those who can to help me with my donations. So this QR code, if you like to scan it, it'll take you to a place where you can help me donate online. And for those who might not have who might not like technology, there's also a donation box at the back. It's a celebration tubs. The sweets didn't survive, but the tub did. So any donation will really help me a lot, as we have 1,700 to raise by October. And I think it's quite a good opportunity, and it'll teach me a lot, especially with the Christian values I've been raised upon, and just a nice thing to do. So thank you very much for listening.
Steve Kettle, can I invite you up? Is that all right? I'm going to get, take your time in it. I'm going to get Steve just to pray, because Steve remembers taking Ty away. This tiny little boy, didn't you? Years ago. So we're just going to ask Steve and all of us, can we stretch our hands out towards, and we're going to pray for Ty as he fundraises and what he's going to do.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the willingness of young people to go out and do things like this, Lord. And we just pray for Ty and for those that go out, that, Lord Jesus, that you'll fill them up with your spirit. That Heavenly Father, that what they give, Lord, will be nothing compared to what you impart into their lives as part of this mission. And I pray, Heavenly Father, you'll bless them, you'll watch over them, you'll protect them, you'll provide for them, Lord. Let this money come flowing in, Lord, to help to fund it. And Heavenly Father, let your name be glorified throughout the earth, Lord. And I just pray for your blessing and protection in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give him a big clap. It's a brilliant way the end guys are doing. Brilliant. We're now going to stand and we're going to worship as we come into communion. So should we stand together right now? And before we sing, I just want to encourage us, maybe just to close our eyes, put our hands out in front of us if you're able to. If you're not, don't worry. When you have communion, it's a chance for us to remember, first of all, Jesus' great sacrifice for us. But as it says in 1 Corinthians 11, it's a chance for us to examine ourselves, to check out our hearts, say, God, is there anything in me that's offensive to you? Is there anything in me that needs to change? Is there anything that I need to say sorry to you for? And as we worship him now, if maybe there's stuff in your life that you need to get right with God, before we share communion, it's a chance for you to get yourself right, to check your hearts out, to say, God, here I am. Just highlight anything that needs to be highlighted. And the amazing thing about the cross is this. If you say sorry, God says you're forgiven. There is free forgiveness for each of us through the cross. So as we worship, you don't have to beat yourself up about stuff, but come before him, check your hearts and say, God, here I am. Please forgive me.
Thank you.
serving communion just to come forward. Thank you. As we come around the communion table now, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for the cross. Thank you for the blood that was shed for us. Thank you for the fact, Lord, that when we were far away from you, you drew close to us. Lord, we thank you for that forgiveness that's there. We thank you for that fresh start that's there. Lord, as we take this communion, Lord, I pray we won't just be having some bread and some wine. But Lord, it will be a deep reminder to us. It will be a transformative experience for us right now, Lord, that you do a deep work in our lives, that you draw us closer to you, Jesus. Pray that in your precious name. Shall we stand and sing the chorus together? Their groups, that Lord, you will speak to us all. You would encourage us, you'd build us up, you'd challenge us, Lord. And we will leave this place transformed by you. We pray that in your precious name. Amen. 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 So kids are back on today and youth, so grab your seats. So preschoolers up this way through the door there, primary school through that way there, and youth meet at the back to head down to the center. So brilliant. It's always nice when half the church disappears when it happens, isn't it? It shows life in the place, life in the place. It's brilliant. Still heading out to different crews and different destinations. But if you're following in your Bible today, if you want to turn to Isaiah 54, okay? Isaiah 54 is where we're going to be. And just a reminder, it's going to come up on the screen in a minute, the options for it. But just after we share, we've got some sheets that we just prepare, which we can use in Bible studies, and we can use just for our own personal walk with God as well, just based on the sermon. We're trying to produce these sheets now. They're available at the end, or you can download them online as well. And today's a new year. Any of you had any New Year's resolutions? Anyone put their hands up, any of them? Some of you have. Some of you might have failed at them already, okay, a week in. So be honest. But you know what? I don't tend to do New Year's resolutions. I tend to do stuff I'd like to do each year, but not really resolution. But around last September, it was last August, I went, took my youngest daughter and my oldest daughter as well, and we went to Ninja Warrior. Has anyone been to Ninja Warrior before? Oh, some of you younger ones will know what I'm talking about. Your kids. It is the best place. If you see Ninja Warrior on TV, it's there. And I went along. And the bit that I was a bit devastated by at this moment was I'm still blaming my trainers today, but my kids won't let me. But my 8-year-old daughter nailed me on all the stuff at Ninja Warrior. She could climb across things, climb up walls, do everything. And I was looking pathetic. There's even some of these walls which you had to climb and put your hands out with. I failed miserably and I kept flopping on the floor. And I realized this. I realized that, you know, I could run, but I couldn't lift myself or couldn't do any sort of physical exercise. I was a bit of a weakling. So I thought, what am I going to do? Because I hate lifting weights. And I didn't want to lift any weights because I find it so boring. So we decided that me and my, I used the excuse of my daughter, but it was really me who wanted it. I went on Facebook Marketplace and I bought this contraption. And yes, it is a torture contraption. I promise you on that. Okay. Every morning. And what I started to do was I started to try, and I thought, Jim, I looked online and it says pull-ups are the best things for you. So I got this contraption. Just before I put it up, I said to Naomi, I've got a bit of an issue. I don't even know if I can do a pull-up. She went, well, you're going to have to learn, aren't you? You spent the money on it. So I started to think, how can I do this? And the pull-up, I could do chin-ups, I could do different things, but I couldn't do a pull-up. So when she started, and literally, this is what happened. I just couldn't bring this up. And I thought, thank goodness it's in my garage at home and I'm not doing this at the gym, okay, when everyone's staring at you. So I then did some research and I was like, how do you do a pull-up? Because I'm in a position of no pull-ups, not even slightly been able to do this. And when I read it online, do you know what they said to you? You need to sit there and dangle. Try 10 seconds when you start and then move it up. And I was like, you sit there and you literally hang yourself. Like from it and felt torturous. I thought, this is a load of rubbish. Then my friend came along and I said to him, what do you do? How do you get there? And he said, you do this. I said to him, like, I want to learn to do a pull-up, not just dangle. I said, anybody can dangle. He said, Jim, trust me on this. He said, dangle, and he said, start to just pull your muscles into place. I thought, these guys are having a laugh. You know when you think your friend's teasing you? We've all had friends that have told us stuff that's not true. I came back, I thought, when have I got time to do this? I redid my schedule. I got up a little bit earlier. I no longer pressed snooze on my alarm. I got out of bed a bit early, got my exercise in, redid stuff. So every day, I came in and I started to do that. 6 weeks of dangling, engaging my muscles slightly. I managed to do my first pull-up. I ran into the house. I went, I've done a pull-up. They all looked at me and said, 6 weeks, you've only done one. Okay, that's pathetic. I was like, I felt like I was Eddie Hall, okay? I felt I was the strongest person in the world. I was like, I've done it. I've done this pull-up. I've just, and it was crazy. Because literally just doing the same thing each day, dangling and feeling like you weren't getting anywhere, gradually got it. I feel better about myself because before Christmas, I had a week off for Christmas. When I want to push myself, there's sometimes I could do up to 9 of those. Now, I started off 4 or 5 months ago, not being able to do one, but determined that a little bit every day was going to get me to where I needed to be. And it's amazing what happened. And I've worked out that actually, I could have, when I started that, said, Jim, you cannot do it. You look pathetic hanging there, okay? But a little bit every day, stretching myself a little bit further every single day, the results are starting to pay off. I went to Ninja Warrior with the youth before Christmas. I was better than a lot of them. I was like, yes, fantastic. I managed to do the stuff I've never managed to do before. Why? A little bit every day of stretching myself and not staying where I am. You know, remember this time last year, my wife, she started doing a little bit of jogging. She decided to do the couch to 5K. Now, I used to tease Naomi, because whenever you went to the doctors, you know, like she was pregnant, other stuff in the past, what do you call it? They used to ask you this question. They used to say, what exercise do you do? She used to say, run. And I used to say, run once every 6 months. Okay, you know, one of those things you do. And I'd give her a bit of stick about it. But she said, well, I'm going to try and get from couch to 5K. And I really encouraged her, because I think it's good. She ended up running a half marathon. What is she doing this in a couple of months' time? She's running another half marathon. All started with a little bit extra every single day, stretching herself. And she achieved more than she thought was possible. I'm only talking about family now, just because of stuff they did. My youngest daughter, she's watching YouTube. I kept telling her, stop wasting your time watching YouTube. So she decided to do constructive stuff watching YouTube. And our family, we're not the most flexible people in the world, okay? I've never been able to touch my toes, okay, ever. And she said, Dad, I'm gonna learn how to do the splits. And I'm sitting there going, you're a low love. You got no chance of doing the splits. She found some YouTube stretch videos. Every single day, she stretched, she did it. She ended up in a dance class, the only kid who could do the splits, because every single day, she stretched herself to push herself further. It's amazing what you can do, isn't it, when you put your mind to it? And it's amazing how you can go further than you ever thought was possible. A few years ago, whilst I'm talking a lot about running and exercise, but I belong to a Facebook group on it, and a local running Facebook group. And there was, Pa's half was coming up, and there was this one guy put a quote, and he said this, for those of you who want to run faster than you've ever gone before, he said this, to get a PB, you have to do something that you never did to get something that you never had. If you want to go faster, I love this phrase, it's obviously a stoke and I'm joking. I don't know who wrote this guy, who wrote this. I don't even know the guy's name. But it challenged me that day. I thought, Jim, if I want to run the Potter's Half faster than I've ever run the Potter's Half before, I'm going to have to run quicker than I've ever run before. And it sounds really obvious. I'm going to have to push myself harder than I've ever run before. I did this, and I managed to get the quickest time I've ever got. And it's because I listened to these words. And I think this principle applies to our walk with God and to our church. Sometimes we can get ourselves in a comfortable place where we go through the motions over and over and over again. But God wants to use us in greater ways. And God wants to stretch us. Say to the person next to you, God wants to stretch you. And sometimes as Christians, we can feel like we have reached our destination. We can feel like we've got to where we're going to get. We feel like there's nothing else to get in life. We're comfortable. We've got our motions in place. We read the same chapter every verse every day. We love our word for today or something else every day with Jesus. That's what we do every single day. We come to church on a Sunday. We go through the motions when actually there is so much more we can achieve if we stretch ourselves a little bit all the time and keep advancing ourselves. You know, when I was doing my pull-ups and I did this training, when I started at one, I thought, goodness me, Jim, you've done one, that's enough. Okay, you've done it, you've proved yourself something. But I gradually increased more and more and more. And I believe in our faith, there is a lesson, the spiritual often reflects the physical. What we can learn in the physical world, we can learn in the spiritual world. And I believe that God wants to push us. God wants to stretch us as individuals and as a church. Our vision this year, our sort of theme for the year is this. It's come from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2. And this is, it's to enlarge, it's to stretch, lengthen, and strengthen. I want this theme to be a theme that encourages us to grow spiritually as a church and individually. Because we don't want to be stuck where we are, but we want to bring transformation in our own lives, but in our community's lives and to people around us. You know, when I look at the world around us, sometimes people get really comfortable. And I've met pastors in the past who say, you know what, I've got 20 people. I'm happy with 20 people. And I turn around and say to them, guys, I said, do you know that there's a world out there that don't know Jesus? And if as a church, we're just comfortable where we are. For Christians, we're just comfortable where we are. That world won't find out about Jesus. Isn't that scary? We need to keep pushing ourselves to keep growing as Christians. And I'm not just talking about numeric growth. I'm talking about spiritual growth. I'm talking about impact growth. You know, as a pastor, I want to see everyone in our church reach their potential spiritually, economically, in their families, in their personal lives. I want to see them flourish. I want to see our church flourish. I want to see the church across the UK flourish. I want to see us at church advance. You know, I'm sick of seeing these news around the waist when they say, oh, the church is going down. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. Guys, can I tell you something? All of me and all of my friends at the moment, we're seeing shoots of what God is doing. And it's incredible. A friend of mine became a pastor this time last year. There was no kids in his church at all. A year later, they're having to build a hall on the side of the church because the kids keep coming in and families keep coming in. I'm like, wow, isn't it exciting? Some of you are like, well, that's all right. It's uncomfortable. And he's working stuff out. We want to see the kingdom of God grow. You know what? I loved it on Christmas Eve when we had our joint service. Me and Pastor Veen, we thought, do we open the doors? Do we not open the doors? And I said, let's open the doors. Another guy, and he was like, well, do we really need to? In the end, we were putting more chairs out because of what God is doing in our church community, what God is doing in our world. And guys, I believe there is more. I believe God wants to do more in this community and in our area. But that's going to mean we've got to stretch ourselves. That's got to mean we've got to become everything God has called us to be. I love this quote by Martin Luther King. And he says this: if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep the streets as if Michelangelo painted it, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep the streets so well that all the hosts in heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. You know, whatever God has called us to do, we need to seek to grow and to become the best possible at what God has called us to do. Not be satisfied where we are, but to grow and to grow and to grow. I don't know if you've ever been part of a school or a place where someone is coming up for retirement. You know, there was a school across the road from me when I was a teenager, or when I was coming up to teenager in year six. And my mum refused to send me to that school. And I was like, Mum, why don't I go when all my friends were there? Where all my friends go? She said some words really simply. She said, that headmaster is coming up for retirement. And everyone can see that you can't be bothered anymore. So I'm going to send you to a school where the principal wants to do something and not just cruise. And the problem with that school was the headmaster, he'd served there faithfully for years, but he was coming up for retirement. And he wasn't cared about growing, making an impact in the school and making a difference. He was just counting down the years until he retired. When he left, they had a new head teacher come in, and that school was transformed. And sometimes we can get to a place where you just think, oh, I've done enough. That's it. I'm cruising. It can be in your spiritual walk. It can be in your service. It can be at your workplace. And you go into cruise mode. But the problem with cruise mode is this: as you get stale. And it doesn't have to be that way. You know, the passage that this was written in, the verse that this was written in, was Isaiah 54. And Isaiah 54 was written for the Jews who were in captivity. And if you remember, part of last year, I spoke about the book of Jeremiah. And I spoke about how the Jews were taken from Jerusalem to Babylon. And how they were praying, God, can you send us back? And God said to them this. God says, no. He said, wait 70 years and then I will bring you back. But he says, while you wait, he says, make yourself a home in Babylon. He said, build houses, pray for the city to prosper, have children, get settled. And so this is about 70 years later, this verse in Isaiah 54 gets spoken to the Jewish people. And God basically says, get ready for going home. Prepare yourself because your families are going to expand. You're going to see your impact's going to be amazing. Strengthen yourself. Get prepared for what I'm going to do. Now, there was a problem because a lot of these Jews, they got themselves comfortable. They got themselves really, really good jobs in Babylon. And God was saying, come home. And they were like, well, God, I know we said 70 years ago we want to go home, but actually, we're really comfortable where we are. Does anyone know that feeling? You don't want to move because you're so comfortable. I'm sure we've all prayed that prayer. God, we want your Holy Spirit to break in so that the prayer meetings go on for ages and we don't want to stop. Has anyone prayed that prayer? But then you know you've got plans after the church service and you're going, well, you know what? I know that I've got, what do you call it? I've got my lunch booked at this sort of time. Okay, all the football matches on. I can always tell when Stoke City are playing at 1 o'clock because everyone legs out of church straight away. And we pray those prayers, but actually we say, God, just do it, but just be comfortable with me. And God was saying, no. He's saying, you are a disgraced people, but I'm going to do something amazing in you. And this is what he says. If you're reading with me, Isaiah 54. He says, sing, barren woman, you who have never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy. You who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. For your Maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were his wife, deserted and distressed in spirit, a wife who married young, only to be rejected, said the Lord. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with deep compassion, I will bring you back. Isn't that a good promise? Isn't that incredible? You know, God was calling them back to their promised land. God was calling them back to what he wanted them to see, to what he wanted to do in their lives. But as I shared there already, they've got good jobs. Their families had settled in Babylon and in the Persian Empire. They'd set up synagogues. They didn't need to go to the temple anymore. They'd compiled the scriptures. But their promised land was where God wanted them. And he didn't want them to get comfortable. He's saying, I've called you back. I have a plan. A plan to see Israel flourish. Enlarge your tent because your families are going to grow. And I'm going to bless you in multiple generations. Don't just make room, but strengthen your tent. Make sure it's strong enough for what God wants to do. You know, in the Western world, we've become too concerned about takeaways. Does anyone like a takeaway here? Yeah, some of you guys quite like a takeaway. And you know what? Sometimes we love takeaways are really, really good. Okay, or instant meals from the supermarket. Because you get what you do is you pop it in the oven or you pop it in the microwave or someone even knocks on your door. Have you noticed how lazy we're getting? It used to be that McDonald's, when it first came around, you used to have to walk into McDonald's, didn't you, to get your instant food. Then we got the moments where the cars pulled up to the window, so you didn't even have to get out of your car, okay? You just get yourself served straight away and they're dropping through the window and there you had it. Now we've got to the stage, if anyone knows, gone to McDonald's recently, you know what I'm talking about. You now get the McDonald's delivered to your house. You don't even have to leave your car, okay, to do it. You don't even leave your house. It comes straight to you. And the truth of the matter is, it's brilliant. It's great because there's no washing up. You get an instant hit of sugar. You get an instant hit of salt. You get an instant hit of fat, and it feels really good. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Yep, completely. Your Chinese takeaway. It's when you ring your Chinese takeaway and they know who's ringing, that you've got a problem, okay? But the problem is this, is that the nutrition content is nothing, it's rubbish. It's shocking. It feels good, it tastes good, it's quick, it's instant, but it's rubbish. Nothing can compare to the nutrition of a home-cooked meal. You know, a meal that's been cooked for hours with love, that's slowly prepared, that's put together, that's amazing. It has all the nutrition that you need. You know, during Christmas, we didn't eat particularly badly, but you know, Christmas, we end up with leftovers and all sorts of things. This week, we got back to normal diet. I tell you what, I felt amazing this week. I felt so energized when I was starting to eat just lots of vegetables all over again and enjoying it. You know, as Christians, it's so easy for us to live on a fast food diet. Coming to church for a quick hit, going there going, oh, I like the music today. I really like that song. Oh, that was amazing. Or you render, oh, I didn't like this. Like a takeaway reviews, isn't it? I didn't like that today because, well, the music wasn't quite to my tasting, so I couldn't worship God properly today. And you go away. Guys, can I tell you something? If you're not putting the work behind the scenes to grow your faith and stretch yourself, then when you come to church, you're just having instant hits that won't help you to grow, that will just make you spiritually fat and not actually healthy. Guys, as Christians, we need the commitment of a slow-cooked meal. We want to see God enlarge us and stretch us, to lengthen us and strengthen us. It's going to take commitment and it's going to take discipline. If I don't, I'm going to be in the same place in a year's time where I am today. God had a plan for his people. God had an idea for them. He wanted to use them in greater ways than they could ever imagine. But they got comfortable. And he said to them, stretch yourself. Stretch yourself, because I want to do some amazing things in your life. The passage that Pastor William shared about last week, I had it written down already. It was a great passage for us this year. Philippians said this. Paul says in Philippians 3, verse 12 and 14, not that I have already obtained this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of for me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining to forward towards what is ahead, I press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. This was the greatest guy in the New Testament, really, apart from Jesus, greatest leader. He had seen so much happen. He said, I haven't got it yet. He's towards the end of his life here, and he's saying, I haven't got it yet. I'm still straining forward to where God wants me to be. I'm still pushing forward to where God wants me to be. I'm not prepared to settle where I am. Can you say to the person next to you, don't settle where you are. Don't settle where you are. Strain forward to where God wants to take you. This is important for us. We can't settle. But I want to encourage us, just three things today, very quickly as we come to an end. What three things can we do together to help enlarge, to strengthen, to lengthen us? And the first thing is this, is do it with others. Say this together, do it with others. You know, Jesus said, go and make disciples. Here's something about disciples. To be someone's disciple in Jesus' day, you went up to a rabbi or a teacher or someone who's more spiritually mature than you, and you would say to them, can I be your disciple? Can I follow you? And what you then did is you followed them. You spent time with them. You grew with them. You learned from them all the time. You couldn't be a disciple by yourself. You couldn't be a disciple by yourself. In the same way, I honestly believe that you cannot be a Christian by yourself. You need other people with you. You need other people alongside you. Other people to encourage you. You need wiser Christians around you who will learn, you're learning from and spending time from. You know, when I came back here, even as a young pastor at Burslem as well, I've determined that I surround myself with older, more mature Christians who can input into my life because I need that. Because we need community together. But here's the thing. Jesus called us to raise disciples. He says, go out and make disciples of all nations. Can I ask you a question today? Whose faith are you helping right now? Who are you trying to encourage to grow as a disciple in Christ? Because it's really easy. It's a challenge. I've asked this question to myself the other day. It's a real challenge. Who, as not just as a pastor, but as a Christian. Forget about my pastor's hat. Who am I putting into? Who am I encouraging to grow in their faith? What person who's a little bit further down the line from me am I speaking to? Am I saying, come on, you can do it. This is what I've learned in my faith. It's easy to criticize. It's harder to get alongside someone and to commit to discipling them. Guys, I want to encourage you today. Who can you encourage in their faith? But who can you also learn from in your faith as well to be discipled? It's not just about the takeaway in church. It's about that commitment as well. The next thing is this. You want to grow in your speech, large, stretch, and strengthen, and lengthen. Is this. Remember, it's all about the small or marginal gains. If you know cycling, you know what I'm talking about. You know, when I did my pull-ups, I wish I could do the pull-ups straight away, but it wasn't straight away. It was going through the same things over and over and over again. Even when I didn't feel like it, even when I didn't have the energy to do it, I went and I dangled off that bar. And Naomi will vouch for me. She probably thinks I'm asleep in the garage, but I wasn't, okay. I was genuinely doing it. It's the same thing with your faith. You know, experts tell you that if you go on a diet, it doesn't really work, because what happens is when you come off your diet, you crash and you put the weight back on. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Some of you do. But they say no, it's about lifestyle change that makes the difference. It's the same with your faith walk. If you're struggling with your faith walk, I want to encourage you. Maybe you can only just get to church once a month at the moment. This year, next couple of months, make it your aim to get to church twice a month. Okay, if you're going twice a month, make it your aim to do three times a month. Make it your aim is, if you need to spend time with other Christians, make a commitment that at least once a month you will spend some time with other Christians outside of church to grow in your faith. If you're struggling to pray and you're struggling for pray for a minute, just pray for 30 seconds at a time. Then gradually increase it to a minute, to 2 minutes, to 3 minutes. Before you know, you'll be further down where you are. But it takes little changes. But you've got to be intentional about it. Because things don't just happen by accident. You don't pass your exams by accident. You don't learn to drive by accident. It's all about intentional and doing a little bit at a time. And the last thing is this. Don't stop striving. Really dangerous. I've shared this a few times. When we were young Christians, about 19, 20, we knew other Christians who were 19 or 20 years old who felt like they'd made it in life and there's no more to learn. I meet some Christians and they say to me, oh, you know what, Pastor? I'm 75. I've served Jesus enough. And they're like, they're coming into Christian retirement. And I want to say, there's no Christian retirement in the Bible. I read the Bible this week and Abraham was called at 75 by God to move, okay, and to be radical. Did anyone else read that in the Bible this week? Yeah, not misquoting it. Guys, in your season, it may be a tough season, but God can still use you in your season. You know, I'm thinking about the people, me and Chima were talking in the car. We talked about people like Rose Jepson, who used to pray for us when she couldn't leave the house. She would pray and she would faithfully commit. She was in a new season in her life, but she never stopped striving for Jesus. There's so many other Christians who don't stop striving for Jesus until the end. And guys, whoever you are, whether you're 20 or whether you're 80, do not stop striving for Jesus. Do not stop striving to make a difference where God has called you. I'm coming in to finish so you can breathe. I found this quote out last year and I loved this quote. It's by a Christian preacher called Christine Kane, and she says this: as Christians, we ought to be a radical revolutionaries, taking great risks to advance the cause of Christ. The purpose of life is not to arrive safely at death. Okay, that's often what we do. But God is looking for a generation that will dare to trust Him to do incredible things in and through their lives. Isn't that good? Some of you are going, but I just want to arrive safely at death, Jim. Okay, hey, wrong place. Okay. Our aim is not that. Our aim is not just to go through the motions, but our aim, wherever God has called us, is to stretch and enlarge ourselves to be everything that He's called us to be. Whatever your gifting is called to be, if you're a street sweeper, whatever it is Martin Luther said, be the best street sweeper you can be, but continue to grow in Him. But guys, God, the church, I really believe in the West, God is waking us up, but we can't go through the motions. When I run my little route near my house in Patmore, over 100 years ago, at Mount Cop, there was a great revival. There were so many Methodist churches that were set up because of the revival that happened up in Mount Cop. As you went round there, you couldn't go about a quarter of a mile or half a mile without seeing another chapel. I've just seen the Nelson Chapel go up for sale now. And on that run, instead of that little route, instead of being 8 chapels, there's now going to be 2 chapels that are open. Guys, we can't sit back and say, oh, I like my Sunday mornings, I come to church if I feel like it, and go, guys, God wants to stir us up. He wants us to stir, to retake, I believe, England for Him. This means, somebody's vowels excited. No, the rest of you are. This is going to mean difference for us. For some of us, this is going to mean we have to step up to what God wants to do in us. it's going to have to mean that we're going to have to make sacrifices. We're going to have to make choices for him. You know, when I started doing this, instead of hitting my snooze button every morning, I used to love hitting snooze. Everyone else loves snooze? I love snooze. I used to have 3 alarms. I knew the first one went off. I could doze off for another 5 minutes before the next one went off. Okay, before the next one off. I don't know if anyone else ever does that. Okay, it's just me. But it's what I did. I started getting up on the first alarm because I'm like, Jim, you need to be healthier for your kids. I made a sacrifice. It was really hard when you start. Now, when my wife's lying in bed this week because the teachers all the holidays they get, okay, I was getting up at the same time. Why? Because I realized the difference it made to me. And I started it. It's about sacrifice. And I just want to finish with asking these questions today. Is how are you going to play a part? How is God going to stretch you this year? How is God going to grow you this year? What do you need to do to be intentional? And there's a verse that I've held on in ministry for the past 10, 12 years. And it's this verse in the book of Haggai, which was written to the people who were coming back from their captivity. And it's this. It says, the future glory of this temple will be greater than its past glories, says the Lord of heaven's armies. And in this place, I will bring priests. I, the Lord of heaven's armies, have spoken. Does anyone want to see that for us? Does anyone, put your hands up if you want to see that. Just put your hand in a moment. Just want to see that. I want to see it. I want to see this in my life. Malcolm was sharing with me earlier, and we were talking about fitness earlier. And he said, I won't say how old Malcolm is, but he's not 20. Okay. And he's saying now, actually, he's fitter now than he's ever been before. And guys, I want that to be us, that we're fitter now than we've ever been before spiritually, that we're open to the things of God than ever before, that God uses us to take this world for Jesus. Not to say, oh, look at us, but for his glory and to see lives transformed. Can we stand together? Is that okay? Let's stand. Bit of a wake up quickly for yourself, a shake. Can we close our eyes for a moment? Where are you right now? Where are you in your life right now? Are you cruising? Are you comfortable? Are you open to God stretching you this year? Oh, Jesus. Holy Spirit, welcome you. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I pray for us as a church here, Lord. Father God, I pray that you help us to step into all the things that you have for us. Lord, I pray that we won't miss out because of our complacency. But we will go forward for you. We will make the sacrifices that you require of us. We will be stretched. We will be strengthened. We will be lengthened for you, Lord. I pray that, Jesus. For those of us this year, Lord, maybe you struggled spiritually and we were in that same place, the same rut over and over again. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to expand ourselves this year, Lord. You'd help us to grow in our relationship with you this year. Lord, I pray for those of us who maybe have just been selfish with our faith and it's all been about us. I pray this year that you'd help us to get alongside others and to share our faith with others, Lord, and help others to grow. I pray, Jesus, that we will say at the end of 2024 that we are not the same person as the beginning of 2024, that we have grown. Lord, I pray for as a church, Father God, that you would help us to reach out to people who we haven't yet met, that maybe who don't know about you, Lord, who are in our communities who are desperate for you, Lord. Will you put them in our way, Lord? Will you put them in our place, Lord? Will you help us to give up our seat, Lord, in the church for other people to come in as well, Jesus? Will you help us to reach out for our community? Lord, we pray across our 4 congregations, Lord, that you will stretch us, that you will help us to grow, Lord, spiritually, Father God. We pray that in your precious name. Amen. I want to encourage you at the end as you leave, there's a Bible verse card to go and grab and take it. Take it this year and write down, what are you going to do this year? What do you feel God is calling you to stretch yourself with? It might be something small, it might be something big, it might be your prayer life, it might be evangelism, it might be discipling someone. But this year, write it down and keep coming back to it, because if you write it down, there's a good chance you'll do it. If you just think it now in church, go, I want to do this, Pastor Jim, you'll forget it by the time you had your lunch, okay? So write this down, but I believe this year is a year where you can see great things happen in your life by putting him first. Little by little, we can achieve everything God has called us to do. I'm going to invite the worship team back up, and I'm going to get them to lead us in our last song. And as we sing our last song, we're going to take up our tithes and our offerings. Lord, we thank you that you've met with us today. We thank you for being able to worship together, Lord. And we pray as we go out today that we will know through every circumstance that you are with us, that you are there beside us. And Lord, we pray this week that you stretch us, that you lengthen us, that you enlarge us, that you grow us, Father God, for your glory. We pray that in your precious name. Amen. 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 Please, guys, grab some tea and coffee in the side and some biscuits over the side there. And fantastic. Have a good week.